Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobs, Chief Executive Officer of Bobs Group, will be discussing the company's 2011 consolidated turnover with some preliminary comments on the 2011 full-year financial results, which will be published on 28th of March 2012. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on the Bobs Group 2011 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments about the company's situation in 2011 and the outlook for the first half 2012. With me today, Attilio Tisi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release was issued this morning. You have all received it and had the chance to review. This press release can also be found on our internet website. My presentation and discussion this afternoon will touch the following points: sales, group results expected, backlog level 2012, and outlook per industry. The consolidated sales for the full year 2011 amounted to 1,270,000,000, which represents plus 8.5% increase compared to 2010 at constant exchange rate. This result can be explained with the following elements: increase in volume by 76 million or 5.9% increase. Increase due to the change in scope of consolidation by plus 33 million or 2.6%. Exchange rate variance or 119 million minus or minus 9.3%. This gives a decrease in sales of 10 million or minus 0.8%. This is better than indicated in the latest guidance given during our conference in Zurich in December 6, 2011, which was in the range of 1,230,000,000 and 1,260,000,000. The geographical distribution shows a positive sales progression of the Asia and Oceania zone, which represents 20.9% of the total turnover. In our emerging markets, India performed well, and the strongest growth was recorded in China, where we have become the market leader in the Daikatin activity for folding carton and corrugated board, as well as for folder gluers. The acquisitions of Gordon last January gave a very positive sign and strong commitment from Bob's Group to penetrate markets in medium segments. Despite the strong negative impact of exchange rates on the European and American business, both of these regions also continued to make a healthy contribution. In Europe, the flexible material activities are doing particularly well, and Europe contributed up to 47.3%, in Americas up to 28.3% to the total sales. Sales of sheet-fed and web-fed products continue to recover despite 2011 exchange rate, reflecting our good market share and competitiveness in most segments. Services and spare parts show good level of activity, not reflected in figures due to the negative exchange rate impact. Now we will speak about group results expected. The published operating profit is positive, and the consolidated net result for 2011 will be close to break-even. Therefore, the underlying net result will be positive. The group transformation program and our group strategy are giving good results, partly compensating some of the exchange rate impact during the year. How do we see the backlog level early 2012? 2012 started with a good backlog. It is about 5% lower than 2011. The difference is due to the impact of exchange rates only. At the present level of order intake and exchange rates, the group should reach a sales of 1,130,000,000 to 1,230,000,000 in 2012. The measures launched to accelerate the group transformation are progressing as planned and should make this transition a success. The outlook per industry. Packaging markets in corrugated is at a good level, even if the activity went down and paper prices went up again after a few months in quarter 3 2011, activities overall seem positive and picking up again. On the folding carton side, markets are more stable through at a lower level. Customers are looking for novelties and niche applications. Good level of activities in emerging countries. Finally, for flexible material applications, the need for cheap packaging supports strong activity and demand in emerging countries. In the industrialized countries, investments in flexible were mainly focused on products having an improved environmental impact. We remain cautious about what 2012 will bring, but we do not count today with a new recession. In Europe, we see a degree of uncertain stability, but report a positive number of projects in discussions. And in Americas, we continue to see good level of business. Drupa, our major trade show in Düsseldorf, held every 4 years, which will take place in May, could slow down the global level of activity for a few months. We will continue to grow in our markets in China, India, and Southeast Asia, and we will globally increase our market share in services. Now we are ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. We will take the questions in the order received and will take as many as time permits. The first question comes from the line of Caroline Price from Caprice Management Montreal. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I have a few questions. My first one is if you could maybe just say a few words about how the developments at Mann Rowland and Heidelberger Druck have affected pricing in the market and your market position in particular. And my second question would be, could you maybe talk a little bit about what specifically might have accounted for the actual sales being somewhat higher than the range that you expected in December? And thirdly, I was wondering if you're willing to comment on how many of the roughly 420 headcount reductions you expect through mid-2013 already took place by the end of 2011. Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline, for your question, and thank you to follow up from far away from the U.S. So I will take the first question, the impact on the price impact due to the current situation of Mann Rowland and Heidelberg in our global industry, in folding carton. We can say, first of all, that these two companies are not really competitors of ours, Mann Rowland not at all, Heidelberg only for a small part of its activity for the die cutting and for the gluing activities. What we can say today, this is more on the overall folding carton industry itself. As I stated a bit earlier, that mainly we see a stagnation or a slowdown of activity in folding carton due to the fact that, first of all, we do have quite a large level of investment made over the last years. Second, customers are looking for niches and special applications. Therefore, innovation is key. And that's why last year we launched two new novelties on the folding carton side to continue to create interest and add value to our customers. And third, of course, this uncertainty on the market has created a more, I would say, wait-and-see type of attitude from our customers overall. But what we can say now is Drupa coming up, new technologies will come and give this added value to our customers, and we are quite confident that there we still have growth opportunity, innovations opportunity, as well as we can defend our prices. Our strategy is still for us, Bob's Group, to defend our margin and position and not to buy market share. Did I answer your question, Carol?
Yes, I just thought maybe for like there, because my understanding was that there, the printing for newspapers, that basically that business has really gone south for them, and I just thought maybe they were focusing more on the printing for the.
They do. You know. You're right. They do. The press and the media is indeed going down, and really with a strong recession. Therefore, they focus much more on post-press activities or packaging activities. But again, there, as you know, to enter the entry barrier to enter post-press activity is quite high. And as of today, we can say that Bob's Group is able to defend pretty well its market share and the contribution there. And we don't see for us a risk. We see more an opportunity to find out a business model with various partners on the market, being other suppliers. You just named two, but we can find also other suppliers with whom Bob's has to find its way region by region.
Okay, thanks. And
from a sales, you said, yes, indeed, the sales 2011 is higher than forecasted in December. Really mainly due to exchange rate, which was more favorable than expected. And we do have quite a good, and this time positive impact, because we expected a lower exchange rate average over the year, and it turned out to be more beneficial. Shipments also were at a good level. And therefore, those two combinations show better turnover than what we have foreseen a few weeks before the end of the year. If we look at your point three, the 420 jobs we have to reduce here in Switzerland, as we explained in November, we can say that overall the progress is on track. We are online with our planning. As you know, we are looking to outsource activities, and that will take some time. We announced it, in fact, that it will be until Q2 2013. We will have these jobs reallocated, and today we can say we are on time. Now, we will give more information in March, but everything as of now looks on track.
Okay, could I just follow up about the Drupa?
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering, I know that in, let's say, previous times, the Drupa would be a big focus, and this could have quite a big impact, like you mentioned, on the orders, people wanting to wait and see what comes out then. And
yes.
One of the things that that Bob's has done in the more recent past is to try to have more open houses to introduce things more smoothly throughout the year, so that you know, you don't have this kind of lumpiness. What's your strategy in this respect for 2012 then?
Yes, you mentioned it clearly. To our key customers, key clients, we are announcing already for quite some weeks novelties which will come. We have launched the AccuCheck last November to make also a good motivation and motivator for customers to say, okay, now it's time not to wait but to start to invest and prepare our budget for 2012. So we do open to key clients these novelties. Now we know in our sector, which is the converting side of the folding carton, to our knowledge, we will not have a revolution, and Bob certainly will come with one of the most novelties also in Drupa. But this is also, as I said, we will pick today clients to make sure that they continue to invest on our field. It's different, as you know, from emerging countries, Asia, Southeast Asia, China, and there, even if we touch for these new high-tech machines which we produce in Europe at the top of the pyramid, we are continuing very aggressively to penetrate the entry or medium-low segment, and there Drupa should not have an impact. This we touch Drupa folding carton, touch also flexible material. If I think about web-fed and flexible material, Rotomec, specifically gravure, and as well as flexo presses, we announce a new flexo press Fischer & Kreke, 8 and 10 colors. This is a medium segment type of equipment. This is a new platforming we have come up with already last October. We launched it already to some customers. We can say today that we sold already quite a few of those machines, and these were the actions we took in order to avoid a dip and a fluctuation of bookings due to Drupa. Certainly we cannot anticipate everything, but we do believe that we have taken necessary measures to flatten a little bit this Drupa effect. And finally, in corrugated is not affected by Drupa, and as I stated in my comments, we have seen the last 2 months a good level of activity picking up again in corrugated business, which will help certainly the group to also balance if we see a Drupa effect more than expected in May and June.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Caroline.
Thank you. We have the next question is from Thomas Bowman from MindFirst in Switzerland. Please go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of questions from my side. Mr. Bobs, if I read you correctly, the order intake trend has actually improved over the past weeks. And I think I hear that when you say that the box backlog is down only 5% and purely due to FX. If I recall correctly, back in December, you were rather talking of a sort of a deteriorating order intake trend. Is that observation fair from my side?
Good afternoon, Thomas. Thank you for your question. Yeah, you remember correctly, in December we were, in fact, as I mentioned it, Q3 for corrugated was really much lower than expected, and with no reason from the market standpoint. Today we are on track with our forecast and what we can see, and that demonstrates a better activity on the market, exactly.
But wouldn't that lead to the conclusion that you would have to be a little bit more optimistic with regard to your revenue guidance for the current year, or in other words, has the revenue guidance which you left unchanged become more conservative in that respect?
We will certainly come back in March with further information. We just talk about the Drupa effect, yes or no. We also have no real visibility, or let's say the visibility is quite short-term due to various situations, one being in Europe, second being in Middle East, where, yes, indeed, we do have discussions and quite a number of projects, but you know very well that closing these deals and having the right financial means, a letter of credit, way to transfer this financing is quite difficult, and sometimes it can take 4, 5, 6 months to get there. So as of today, no, we keep the same guidance, and we will certainly in March give you more information about the year.
Okay. You say that the group transformation programs or the initiatives are on track. Can we, I know it's not the time to talk about numbers, but can we assume that sort of the budgeted, savings and also costs related to that will not deviate much from what you said back in December?
Absolutely. I mean, we were pleased to announce guidance for net result, operating profit, and net result better than what we gave in December. This is also due to two factors. One, because the program is on track and well in advance, and second, due to exchange rate. And I can confirm that we are on track and doing the necessary job to outsource and create the platforming and implement lean, and all the changes are on track, yes.
Mm-hmm. In your 2 days press release, you say that all these measures will help the group to return to improve profitability. But by all respect, when we take the midpoint of your sales guidance, you're going to lose, or the company's going to lose gross profit in the vicinity of, say, 50 to 60 million, depending on the gross margin. So that will eat away the best part of the savings that come through, the 45 million that you aim at, plus also a good part of the lower restructuring costs that you're going to have in 2012 compared to 2011. So what am I missing in this equation? I mean, I see improved results, but it will not be a great deal with that kind of sales guidance.
I understand, and it's of course quite complex with the scenario, but let me maybe take 2 points. First of all, we told you that we are working and willing to reduce our break-even point of the group. So these actions, of course, even if the turnover will be lower, then we should keep a good or okay operating profit. Second, the margins. We are working on margins. As I said, we are not working on volumes, and we can see an improvement, slight improvement, but we can see an improvement in margins during the last semester, 2011, which trend and targets we set ourselves also, of course, for 2012. So due to these two factors, even if the guidance of turnover is lower than 2011, we do expect a better operating profit and net result for 2012.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thomas.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you have a question or a comment, please press 7 now on your keypad. Just as a reminder, if you have a question or a comment, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now, please. There appears to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobs for his closing remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Bobs Group Management, I would like to thank you for your interest and questions. We are looking forward to welcome you in May for the Consolidated Results 2011 Analyst and Media Conference on March 28th. Thank you very much and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Bobs. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of Bob's Group, thank you for your participation.